Okay, so we have been discussing the third verse of Manasiksha. Yadi cheravasam vraja bhuvi saragam pratijano स्वरूपं श्रीरूपं सगणमिह तस्याग्रजमपि स्फुटं प्रेम्णा नित्यं स्मरणमस्तदा त्वं शृणु मनः. सो हियर ही सेज यदिच्छेरावासं व्रजभुवि सरागं प्रतिजनो. इफ यू डिजायर टू स्टे इन वृंदावन विद डीप अटैचमेंट फॉर वृंदावन life after life, then vrajera and vraje radha krishna prachura paricharyam itanam, sorry, yuvadvandvam tachet paricharitum aradabhilashe. And if you wish to stay near radha and krishna and worship them, then swarupam shri rupam saganam iha tasyagrajamapi sputam premna nityam Smara nama tadatvam shrunu mana. O mind, in that case, then you should clearly remember and regularly pay obeisances to Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and all their associates in Vrindavan. So this is the thing. So in this we saw Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary, Srila Shivaram Swami Maharaj's commentary, and Sachinandan Maharaj's commentary. And Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj ka bhi commentary we have seen half of it. So I will just recap what we have seen in Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj's commentary. So he says that we may think that there are many many important things in our life, but at the end of our lives, what is most important is how. Whether we have developed proper attachment to Krishna or not. Everything else slips out of our fingers like health, happiness, wealth, etc. So therefore, ultimately we have to see, are we developing attachment to Krishna or not? Or are we taking at least one baby step towards increasing little attachment for Krishna? He says that, Raghunath Das Goswami says, that if you want to develop this attachment and you want to develop an attachment to serve Radha and Krishna, then he says that you have to, with love, regularly and clearly remember and pay obeisances to these six Goswamis, Swarup Damodar Goswami, etc. So now the question is, first time, and then he says is pratijanu, life after life. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says pratijanu means because the devotee is not considered about going back home back to God, he is considered about serving, for which liberation is not a prerequisite. One can experience the bliss of prema even while living in this material world. So pratijanu means he is not concerned about liberation. Another understanding is that a person who has experienced the bliss of prema, he can ask pratijanu again and again, because for him vishvam purna sukhayate, because he's experiencing the bliss of prema. Another point is that the leelas in Bauma Vrindavan are sweeter than the leelas in Goloka Vrindavan there up. So therefore a devotee who has experienced it, he wants to take birth again and again in Bauma Vrindavan, wherever Krishna is performing his pastimes and experience. So then he says that, and then he gives the example of Bhaktirtha Swami Maharaj's experience, how when he was leaving his body, he was so much in bliss hearing the pastimes of Vrindavan, which Viswanath Ranganath Swami Maharaj was narrating to him. So he says that Raghunath Das Goswami is drawing this picture, that what is the bliss that is there in the pastimes of Vrindavan, that a person when he is suffering due to intense pain at the stage of terminal cancer, he is smiling and telling, "I have never felt so good in my life." That is why Pratijano. He says that the experience of happiness or the bliss of prema is so intense that it overshadows the material sufferings which one may experience in this material world. He Radhe Vraja Devike Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kuta Sri Govardhana Kalpapada Pataleko Kalindi Vanye Kuta Goshanta Viti Sarvato Vajapure Kedair Mahavihvalo Vande Rupa Sanatana Urava Yugo Sri Jeeva Gopalako. So he says, are we willing to live like that in Vrindavan, life after life? If we have developed that love, then we can live. Like even material mundane world, at least till a few decades back, the wife would feel so much intense separation from the husband that she would enter the funeral pyre. Life after life, a chaste wife wants to live with that same husband. So that mode is there in material relationships also.
Selfish world hai bolte hai, but aisa isme to
nahi, that is what na, selfish hai, but the intensity is there. The only difference is this selfish, that is selfless. That is for Krishna Prem, Krishna Saukhyartham Eva Kevalam Udyama. Here it is Atma Saukhyartham Eva Kevalam Udyama. But the fact is, the external manifestation of that and the intensity of that, there is similarity. So the one difference is that the similarity is that the same intensity is there, the external form is there. The only difference is that is selfish, this is selfish, that is selfless.
Husband leaving the body, wife leaving the body is like, what will happen to me? Paisa? He has left, who will take care of me?
Not just who will take care of you.
Love hai, bolne ka ki?
Love. Yeah, definitely. See, you cannot deny these things. Just that it may not be pure, but then the same intensity is there. That is why Rupa Goswami says, Yuvati naam yata yuno yunam cha yuvati yata mano biramate tatvat mano biramate tvai.
Our beloved ka example.
He gives that. Because that intensity of love is there.
Love matlab to lust hai na, in one sense.
Correct.
Body ko enjoy karne ke liye. I get pleasure, so he gives.
It is not just a gross bodily enjoyment. It is. It also has a very strong emotional component to it. But the only thing is, whether it is for pleasing oneself or the beloved. In many case, see, it may even be to please the beloved only. But the only thing is that desire to please the beloved, that it does not have the full capacity to satisfy this person. Prabhupada says that it is misplaced love. When that same love is placed on Krishna, then it has the full capacity to satisfy. Because it is misplaced, therefore it has no capacity to satisfy. And that love is with the bodily identification, wrong identification. That is the problem. It is not just selfish, selfless only. Mother's love is in one sense selfless only, to a large extent. But the problem is, it is with bodily identification. The Atma Buddhi and Swabuddhi is with respect to this body. It is not with respect to the true ego. Even though there may be purity of love, but the pure, but the conception of the self is impure. Abhi, you cannot say that the love of a mother, genuine mother, is selfish. Similarly, you cannot tell the love of a very chaste wife who has genuine love. You can't call that completely selfish. It may be very selfless also.
मदर का लव का ये बार ऐसा है क्लास में बोला था कि
किसने बोला
समवन शेयरिंग दैट उसमें भी सेल्फिशनेस ऑफ यू गेट टू सी इज दे टेक केयर ऑफ यू एंड देन आफ्टर दैट बाद में दे एक्सपेक्ट दैट यू शुड टेक केयर मतलब वी
वो भी
वी इन्वेस्टेड इन यू फॉर मेनी इयर्स
दैट एक्सपेक्टेशन नॉट देयर मेरा माता पिता का केस में ले लो लेश मत भी नहीं हो एक्सपेक्टेशन जनरलाइज तो नहीं कर सकते हैं
केस टू केस
तो ये केस को आप कैसे एक्सप्लेन करेंगे
उसमें अफेक्शन है
सो द पॉइंट इज इट इज विद अ रॉन्ग आइडेंटिफिकेशन ऑफ द सेल्फ दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम
राइट इमोशन
सो द होल प्रॉब्लम ही हो गया ना मतलब बॉडीली आइडेंटिफिकेशन से यू आर ट्राइंग टू डू दिस See, but with Krishna, it is with proper sambandha gyan. Jivera swarupoi Krishnera nityadas. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj oil bol rahe na. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu durashayaye smahirtamani. Be selfish. But to be selfish, you should know who is the self. With the improper understanding of the self, you can't be selfish actually. So therefore, So then, he says, Raghunath Das Goswami says, Prati Janu, that he is ready to take birth again and again because he has experienced happiness in Vrindavan. We can also experience this happiness, such is the answer to the first question. That is why people feel that those who have experienced, matlab samjho ki forget about the transcendental love. For those people for whom the best love that they have experienced is material love. Even in there, when there is a close, very tight-knit family, they also feel, in my next life also I must get this person as my mother, this person as my father. That strong feeling is there. I must get this person as my husband. Strong feeling is there. Prati Janu. Why? Because in this life they have had a good experience. What to speak of that? Narakastopi deham vai pumam natyaktum icchati. Even in Naraka, the person does not want to give up his life. So the point is, whoever has experienced some good experience. This nature, one who has had a very good experience, he wants a repeat experience. Like you have had a good experience eating pav bhaji. So you want a repeat experience, dubara pav bhaji bana. That is a nature. Everything works on experience only. So because the Goswamis had such a wonderful experience, of course they are Nitya Siddhas. But even considering normal sadhaka also. When you have good experience, then you don't mind taking birth. Because it's not that bad after all. So, when Raghunath Das Goswami is telling Prati Janu, life after life, let me take birth and serve Radha and Krishna and stay in Vrindavan with great love, because he has experienced the bliss of that in this life. Similarly, you experience, if a person while living in this life has experienced only suffering, then he does not want the same experience again. But if he has had a very good experience, then he wants the same experience again. So, prati janu.
Who is good experience because of his past karma or because of his thinking and all? Because once Maharaj came to Kuswana, he told that I have processed it to be a good experience. मतलब उन्होंने वो चीज ऐसा हुआ बट उन्होंने प्रोसेस ऐसा किया कि उसको ये
हाँ सी लाइक फॉर एग्जांपल अभी अक्षर एक विटामिन डी का इंजेक्शन दे रहा है और कोई आपको वैसे ही आप पैदल चलते चलते पैर में सुई घुस गए, दोनों में अंतर है ना. एक वी आर वॉलंटरली शोइंग अवर बैक फॉर हिम टू इंसर्ट एंड वी आर हैप्पी, वी थैंक हिम फॉर इंसर्टिंग दैट सुई. एंड अनदर प्लेस एक स्मॉल कांटा घुस गया पैर पे एंड वी आर कर्सिंग. सी इट इज ऑल देयर इन द अंडरस्टैंडिंग. That this vitamin D is good for me. It is not a mental adjustment. It's not just a processing. It's not just a mental adjustment. He actually knows that this person is my well-wisher and that this experience of pain is for the pleasure. So I have processed does not mean I have made a mental adjustment of this. It means, what it means is seeing Krishna's hands. He is doing it for my benefit only. I am not able to understand how this would be beneficial, but one thing I am sure is Krishna is in control and he is my well-wisher. So I may not be able to see how this is beneficial for me right now, but I am convinced that this is beneficial. That's what, in my understanding, Maharaj would mean by processing. It is not just mental adjustment. Especially when you know that you are mentally adjusting, it's not a mental adjustment actually. That cannot give sustainable solution to the problem. You have to know for sure that this is how things are happening. You have to know for sure that Akshar is your well-wisher. You have to know for sure he knows his medical science. You have to know for sure that he is good at giving that injection. So when you know all of that for sure, you are willingly showing your back for the vitamin D injection. So definitely, I think this must be the understanding. And also there is an inherent bliss in the process also. When one goes slowly from Anishtita Bhajan to Nishta to Ruchi to Asakti, there is the experience of that process also is like very, very sweet and enjoyable. We can also experience this happiness. Such is the answer to this question. The second question is, why he is telling Swarupam Shri Rupam Tasyagrajam Saganam? Why only Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Swarup Damodar Goswami and associates in Vrindavan? Why not Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So he says, they all, the Panchatattva, they came, broke open the storehouse and distributed free samples to everyone. Here is prema, here is prema, here is prema. So after experiencing that prema, and could be dikhadiya unko, kaise, what is the effect of this prema, seeing me. But they did not write anything. Nityananda Prabhu ne kuch likha nahi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne kuch likha nahi, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu ne kuch likha nahi, Srivas Thakur ne kuch likha nahi, Advaita Acharya ne kuch likha nahi. तभी आगे वाला पीढ़ियों को भी ये प्रेम का आस्वादन करना है तो उसका पद्धति क्या है? उन्होंने तो लिखा नहीं, लिखा किसने? स्वरूपम श्री रूपम सगणम इह तस्याग्रजमपि. सिक्स गोस्वामीज हैव रिटन बुक्स. सो टू रिमेंबर देम, ऑफर ओबेसेंसेस टू देम विथ ग्रेट लव एंड रेगुलरिटी मीन्स विथ रेगुलरिटी एंड विथ ग्रैटिट्यूड स्टडी देयर बुक्स. Because they only left the paddhati. Abhi, if you actually want to practice that, experience that prema, what is the method? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Brihad Bhagavata Amrit, Manas Siksha, all these books they have left. That is the means. So therefore, Swarupam Shri Rupam स गणमिह तस्याग्रजमपि. दैट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ स्मर नम तदात्वं शृणु मत. विथ लव एंड रेगुलरिटी यू हियर दीज पास्ट टाइम्स, यू रिमेंबर देम एंड पे ओबेसेंसेस. मीन्स विथ ग्रैटिट्यूड एंड लव स्टडी दी स्क्रिप्चर्स, ट्राई टू इंटरनलाइज दी स्क्रिप्चर्स, ट्राई टू प्रैक्टिस दी स्क्रिप्चर्स, ट्राई टू टीच दी स्क्रिप्चर्स. This is something very tangible that they have given. Okay, so then he says, sometimes even in ISKCON we have various points of view. One perspective is that there is no need of much to think about Vraja. Just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is no need to do anything else. We must just dedicate ourselves to the holy name. We must just knock on every door and shout to them, holding a straw in our mouth or a book in our hand. You rogues, chant the holy name, otherwise you will go to hell. And sometimes we dance ecstatically, then get up and go and knock on a door again. This is the method and we should have absolute faith in it. But we also need to know the spiritual signs so that eventually we come to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya infused the holy name with prema, and when we hear the holy name, we feel this love. From the very beginning, our hairs may stand on end and our tears may flow. A good example is when a new product is released. He gives his example of the new product. So then he says that, in fact, he gives the example of that uninitiated devotee who, while chanting the holy name, was actually experiencing some ecstatic symptoms. So he was thinking this must be abhas only, shadow. But this was not that kind of a pratibimba or chaya ratyabhas where the person itself does not have pure devotional faith only. Here is a person who has pure devotional faith, but before reaching that stage of bhava, he is getting a glimpse of that. मैं बोला आपको rest ले लो बोल के, तब rest नहीं लेगा. You think that I will not sleep during the day, and during the class you will sleep. मैं आपको इसका एक आई विल गिव यू अ डेमोंस्ट्रेशन ऑफ दिस. जस्ट वेट, नेक्स्ट टाइम ही डोसेस आई विल आस्क हिम.
वो बोलेंगे नहीं बिकॉज़ ऑफ ह्यूमिलिटी.
ऐसे ही पूरा लोगों को गार्ड दो नीचे.
नहीं मैं वो एक बार वो क्लास में बिठाओ फिर देखो खंड सब निकल जाए. इसलिए कि वाले को विजय को पूछो कुछ क्या क्लास है कहाँ कहाँ से लेशन निकाला कोई व्यू कर.
Okay. So, he says, Rupa Goswami has created the amazing book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is a guide to the realm of spiritual emotion. This is why we must remember Rupa Goswami with focus. To remember him clearly means to remember what he has taught us and understand the way so we do not get lost again in the forest of material life. This is the meaning of remembering. To remember Goswamis means to remember their teachings. Okay. So then he says, in fact, even ordinary love is very difficult to understand. So what he has done, Rupa Goswami, is he has explained these spiritual emotions in a very scientific way. And Maharaj says that in fact even ordinary material love is actually very difficult to understand. If someone has not reached that age of puberty, then the eagerness for such a person to understand, the eagerness for one boy to meet the girl cannot be understood. Very difficult to understand, because yes, he cannot understand that intensity of attraction that develops at that age. Even with ordinary love, it is impossible to understand how it appears and disappears and what causes and destroys it. What then can be said of the love between Radha and Krishna? But at the same time, such an understanding is our goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on earth and has made that love possible and achievable. Of course, sometimes the goal seems very lofty and almost unreachable. Nevertheless, it is achievable. Therefore, this third verse tells us that after we have cleared pride from our mind, we should meditate on Swarupa, Shri Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis, because it is only through them that we can understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and truly understand the meaning of the holy name. So therefore, the first verse emphasized on the point of Sada Dambam Hitva, give up pride and try to develop attraction to these eight things: Gurau, Goshte, Goshtalayishu, Sujane, Bhusuragane, Swamantre, Srinamni, Vrajanavayuva, Dvandvasharane. And then in the second verse, so these two points have been mentioned in the first verse. Second verse was, what is the second verse?
Na dharmam
shrutigana niruktam kilakuru vraje radha krishna prachura parisharyam ihatanu. So he says, change your paradigm of thought. That's what here Raghunath Das Goswami is telling, that stop thinking in terms of whether it is dharmic or not dharmic, and start thinking in terms of whether it is pleasing to Radha and Krishna or not, whether it is favorable to my bhakti or not. And then he also introduces the theme of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru there, in indicating how it is compatible with worship of Radha and Krishna. How is worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compatible with worship of Radha and Krishna? He says, Sachi Sunum Nandishwara Pati Sutatve Smaramana. O mind, understand that the son of Sachi is non-different from Nandasono Krishna. Therefore, worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from worshipping Krishna. Then how is worship of Guru connected to worshipping Radha and Krishna? He says, Guruvaram Mukunda Prishtatve Smaramana. Understand that my Guru is the dearmost associate of Radha and Krishna. So in that way, worshipping the Guru is also connected to worshipping Radha and Krishna. So these two, three aspects were mentioned in the second verse. Third verse, he says that if you want to put on it. So then he says that what were we discussing?
Third verse ka.
Third verse mein, he says, if you have desired to stay in Vrindavan with great love and life after life and serve Radha and Krishna, then you gratefully remember and pay obeisances to the Six Goswamis, which means he's talking about taking shelter of their literatures that they have left behind. वही ना, ये पूरा वो खेतुरी फेस्टिवल वॉज वॉट नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर, श्यामानंद पंडित एंड श्रीनिवास आचार्य कैरिंग ऑल द लिटरेचर्स लेफ्ट बाय गोस्वामी, उसका एक कॉपी बना के बंगाल में डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करने के लिए लेके जाते हैं। तो वन विष्णुपुर में बीरम्बीर ही गेट्स ट्रांसफॉर्म, देन इट ऑल गोज टू खेतुरी, एंड खेतुरी में यू नो बिग फेस्टिवल
फर्स्ट गौर पूर्णिमा के,
फर्स्ट गौर पूर्णिमा
इज दैट
फर्स्ट गौर पूर्णिमा आफ्टर चैतन्य महाप्रभु लीव्स, इट्स प्रोबब्ली नॉट फर्स्ट गौर पूर्णिमा,
फर्स्ट गौर पूर्णिमा भी खेतुरी में ही होता है ना? नहीं
नहीं वो अलग है लग रहा है। सो ही सेज दैट द थर्ड वर्स he tells us that after we have cleared pride from our mind we should meditate on swarup roop and sanatan goswamis because it is only through them that we can understand the past times of radha and krishna and truly understand the meaning of the holy name. In itself the holy name contains a powerful impetus for change. We hear the holy name and we hear the holy name is god himself and we realize that we can no longer live as we lived before. So which means how when you get the process naturally you get an impetus to change your lifestyle also, and sometimes people underestimate the holy name as a form of spiritual practice and preaching because they do not understand what it is. So he says, it is Rupa Goswami along with Swarup Damodar and Sanatan Goswami who explained this personal spiritual experience to us and gave it a particular form. Like first time he used the example in Russia of a young girl who first time saw the Harinam Sankirtan. She suddenly started crying profusely and then she just started clapping hands and dancing and following the Kirtan party. And then she just moved to the temple and within 2 hours she was dressed in a sari and she started chanting like that, you know. And these experiences, ye sab kya hai? What is happening to this person? If our Goswamis had not written literatures to explain these things in a very scientific way, we will not be able to understand. And and then he is talking about Rupa Goswami. Why specially Rupa Goswami? Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam. How Rupa Goswami perfectly understood the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you all know the story that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing this during Rath Yatra. He used to sing this sort of very mundane romantic poetry written by one poet called Amaru. And ekdam matlab it was like mundane poetry between two romantic lovers. Aisa nahi hai ki he created it, he was singing actually a properly composed poetry by someone else. Usko ga rahe the. So it is like, you know, you if you find some Maharaj singing some
Bollywood song,
Bollywood song,
unko aisa lagega,
aisa lagega. So they had utmost respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they were like wondering, are isko kyun ga rahe hai, wo bhi Jagannath ji ke samne. So one day when Rupa Goswami heard this, he wrote an alternate verse explaining this verse, and he didn't show it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He put it in the roof of his own hut and he went to take bath in Ganga. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to meet Rupa Goswami. He was not there and he removed that palm leaf and he read that and he was so happy. He rushes to Swarup Damodar Goswami and he says, how does this Rupa Goswami understand my heart? And he says, yes, because you have invested all your potency in his heart. So he says, yes, 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 like that. And and then he says, Commenting on this story, Srila Prabhupada also said that he had a similar experience, that how when he wrote the Vyas Puja offering, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved impersonal calamities, thou hast removed. When Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur read it, he was so inspired and he was asking, how did he know my heart? Like that. And then he said, whatever he writes, you should publish. Like that. So, we see that Rupa Goswami understood everything by mercy. Although certainly he already had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, the Lord further invested his spiritual shakti or energy into Rupa Goswami so that he could explain it to us. After saying that, he says, yes, yes, I have invested my shakti in him. After saying that, Mahaprabhu instructed Swarup Damodar Goswami to explain everything to Rupa Goswami. This was interesting. He already understood everything. He had written that verse because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had invested him with his shakti. Nevertheless, even if we have understood everything and our hearts are overflowing with love of God, we should go to our spiritual master and hear him explain to us even what we have already understood. We should do this because the spiritual master will explain what we have learned or felt in our hearts. This is a very wonderful point he is trying to make here. Here, listen carefully. Listen carefully. We should do this because the spiritual master will explain what we have learned or felt in our hearts to us on the level of rational understanding. Kya ho raha hai aapka life mein? You know, why you are feeling in this way? He can explain to us in a very rational way.
We already understood.
If we are undergoing some feelings, you present it to the spiritual master, he will explain to you in a very rational way what exactly is happening to you. Our intuitive perception can then remain and be established in our heart. What we were feeling as an intuition can be now properly watered and nourished because the spiritual master has validated it. This is what you are going through. So this is good.
Mahaprabhu ne pucha, kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tara bal, japite japite ami hoilu pagal. Ye to mantra ka swabhav, te japite upajiye bhav.
Same thing. Our intuitive perception can then remain and be established in our heart. Then you feel little bit confident about your intuitive perception of certain things also. This is a very important point that we must understand. It is the example Rupa Goswami set for all of us. This is the contribution of our sampradaya that we cannot find elsewhere. Rupa Goswami has explained bhakti as rasa. Rupa Goswami has explained bhakti as rasa. In order to understand what spiritual rasa is, let us first understand what rasa is in the worldly sense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is repeating a verse from a mundane rasa shastra, a verse that is an example of worldly love. But Mahaprabhu has explained that bhakti is in the highest sense must ultimately lead to rasa. There are two fundamental concepts. Either watch again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Worldly rasa is the result of a transformation of worldly bhava. Bhava is what is expressed. A writer, a poet, or an actor reflects or represents their emotions. Someone has experienced some feeling, and I, as the reader or observer, feel the same but as a reflection. You are expressing your feelings, what you feel, and as a reader or as a person watching that play or movie, I am getting a reflection of the feeling that you are going through. Like you, the hero is feeling intense separation from the heroine, and you feel that yes, they should meet like that. You have that, or he is fighting with the villains, and you are intensely feeling that arey yaar isko finish karna chahiye. You are getting a reflection of the feeling of what the hero is undergoing. This reflected feeling that has no relation to myself. I have not been in the situation, yet I still feel this emotion. The aesthetic sense of perception of another's emotion is called as rasa. The aesthetic sense of perception of another's emotion is called as rasa. It is very important for us to understand these two terms so that we are able to comprehend in what way spiritual bhava and spiritual rasa correlate with each other. Material rasa is a product of transformation or purification of another person's bhava. Someone is experiencing some emotion or feeling, and we might have also felt them in a more coarse state sometimes. I may also have experienced an attraction to another woman, or I might also have been put in a situation where I was cornered by some inimical people, inimical elements. I also tried to escape or like that. Those who listened to the Beatles were going crazy because of what was going on in their own hearts. The Beatles themselves were not going crazy. They just expressed some feelings in their songs. The hair of those who heard them was standing on end. Tears were streaming from their eyes and they were rolling on the floor. Aapne kabhi koi song ke liye aisa kiya hai?
Hare Krishna mantra ke liye.
Hare Krishna. Ah, wo andar hi andar hota
hai. Hare Krishna chalu karo, wo pagal ho jayenge.
The fans were dying to go and tear their idols to shreds for souvenirs because they were able to awaken in their hearts feelings that no one else could awaken. This is how worldly rasa functions and how powerful it is. In Vedic culture, beginning with Bharat Muni, this theory of rasas was developed. Vedic philosophers possessed an amazing, unique ability to classify every possible condition. They could explain everything to the extent that ye sattvika bhav sab kidhar se aa raha hai. When the hair is standing on end, what is happening inside the body that is inspiring the hair to stand? How this whole thing is generated? And which emotion generates what kind of bodily, involuntary bodily action? Mother, it's like you'll be shocked. You'll be literally shocked if you read the explanations. Such a science. Chaitanya Charitamrita mein Prabhupada ne likha hai. Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada has written. That is one thing, but the explanation of the sattvika vikaras, how it happens, unbelievable. Someone could have had such an insight into these things.
So Sarvam Bhattacharya, although being a Mayavadi, but he was knowing all this.
He also knew. Vedic literature and culture describe how feelings arise even on the mundane level, what they consist of and what is the stimulus of emotion is, and how all this takes place so that the emotion can be reproduced. So this is not just to read what the other person is going through, but in reading this, you also cultivate emotions, genuine emotions for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This science of rasa is Rupa Goswami's contribution. He has described, demonstrated and explained that bhakti should turn into the sublime spiritual emotion of love for Krishna, not just into service to Krishna. We are not just here to serve Krishna. We are here to develop our own brand of love towards Krishna. Our own unique flavor of love to Krishna. At the first level, we serve Krishna using our senses. We are trying to serve the Lord of the senses using our senses in order for them to be purified. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. When we engage the senses, the first level is the senses get pure. At a higher level, we serve not with our senses but with our emotions. Cheshta Rupa Anushilanam and Bhava Rupa Anushilanam. At the level of Cheshta, only the senses are used, but the emotions are not there. Spiritual emotions are not there. But you start with that only. You start by engaging the senses. And when the person progresses further, then one comes to the level of engaging the emotions in the service of the Lord. At a higher level, we serve not with our senses but with our emotions. In fact, what is embodied in Srimad Bhagavatam is the picture of the spiritual world which cannot be found anywhere else. Like when Krishna is leaving Hastinapur, when Krishna is entering Dwaraka. These are chapters where these spiritual verses are described in such. This is there right in the first canto.
And it's actually he didn't want it to speak, it was kind of deep to
And Kunti Maharani expressing, Viryaras expressed by Bhishma Dev. In his prayers, 8, 9, 10, 11, these are all nectar chapters. He is introducing rasa right in the first canto. The bliss of experiencing a relationship with Krishna. Satsangat mukta dussango hatam notsahate buddha kirtyamanam yashoyasya sakrat akaranya rochanam tasmin nyasta buddha partaha saheran viraham katam darshana sparsha samlapa shayanasana bhojane. He explains that if even an ordinary sadhaka, if he carefully avoids materialistic association and takes satsanga, then even once by hearing these pastimes, he cannot stop hearing them. What then to speak of the experience of bliss of those people who got to eat with Krishna, sleep with Krishna, sit with Krishna, talk with Krishna, embrace Krishna. So don't think that these people are overreacting to Krishna's departure. Even though he is not departing this world, he is just going back to his own home. But one should not think that these expressions of someone fainting, someone crying, someone getting choked up, one should not think that this is an exaggerated expression.
Uddhava and Vidura. Yeah. Uddhava getting absorbed by quite some time.
If someone tries to draw some image, it will be a picture of perception of states, perception or states. Suppose we were shown advertisements of the spiritual world, it would still be a picture of perception. Yes, it is a beautiful sight that you can keep looking for 40 years, but there is something lacking. It is a static image where
for 40 years.
This is an example. It is a static image where a person is described as a kind of a motionless being who is staring at the sight and enjoying it. But the inner experience is missing. Bhagavatam is not just giving an image. Bhagavatam's imagery is dynamic. It's given a motion picture along with a probe which can access the heart of those characters. Not only what he is externally experiencing, is internally what is going through him. It's all presented in Srimad Bhagavatam's dynamic imagery. Go on. You want a break? Srimad Bhagavatam's descriptions of the spiritual world are unique and not found in any other scripture. Srimad Bhagavatam describes a dynamic account of a constantly expanding love experienced by Bhakta and Bhagavan and the reciprocation of that love. This love swelling in the heart of the Bhakta is reflected in the heart of the God, and because of the happiness that he feels from his Bhakta's love, it starts to be reflected in the heart of the devotee and becomes even greater. It is an autocatalytic reaction that takes place between them, the reaction of love. Autocatalytic matlab kya pata hai? To commerce hai, ab bhi commerce hai.
Khud hi matlab reaction change hi jaa raha
hai. Matlab jo product produce hota hai wo reaction se, that acts as the catalyst to make the reaction more go fast. और उससे वही प्रोडक्ट वापस आता है तो और वो कैटल वो मतलब ऐसा रीइंफोर्स कर देता है वो द स्पीड ऑफ द
चेन रिएक्शन नहीं
ऑलमोस्ट लाइक अ चेन रिएक्शन यू कैन से
लाइक न्यूक्लियर फिशन एंड ऑल
इट्स नॉट एग्जैक्टली एन ऑटो कैटलिटिक रिएक्शन इट्स डिफरेंट टाइप बट
Nuclear fission is something like that.
But the effect is same. The effect is same. Its rate gets multiplied. But it's not due to autocatalysis. It's due to fission. This is the spiritual picture that Srimad Bhagavatam describes, and there is no question of time whatsoever, because when it is experienced, time is unnoticed. When someone says he can look at the same picture for 40 years, it means that he is aware that time is passing by. One thing that distinguishes rasa from worldly rasa is that there is no question of time. If he says that I have been watching this picture for 40 years, it means he has observed 40 years passing. But in the spiritual experience of rasa, no one observes time passing away. You can love eternally because you are never bored with love. It is ever fresh and always burning in your heart. It is always reflected in a new way and always brings new surprises. Nava nava rasadhamani udyatum rantumasit tadavadi bata nari sangame smaryamani bhavatu mukha vikar shushtu nishti vanam.
20 years. Quick example, 20 years say
picture. Sholay.
Nahi. मुंबई सेंटर में कौन सा है उधर एक कोई मूवी हर रोज दिखाते हैं
कौन सा
हाँ शाहरुख खान का वो
दिलवाले दुल्हनिया ले जाएंगे
अभी तक चल रहा है
हाँ
95 2000
मैं कुछ तीन चार बार देखा है वो पिक्चर को
25 इयर्स चल रहा है अभी भी चल रहा है
वो 6 साल से चल रहा है
ओके तो सच्चे हो सच्चे थोड़ी हाइड कर When someone says that he can look at the same picture for 40 years, it means that he is aware that time is passing by. One thing that distinguishes rasa from the worldly rasa is that there is no question of time. You can love eternally because you are never bored with love. It is ever fresh and always burning in your heart. It is always reflected in a new way and always brings new surprises. Those who enter into these pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan and due to their sadhana gain access to these pastimes, can see new pastimes that no one else has described.
Achha.
Yeah. Okay. These are not fixed pastimes. No. Krishna is performing newer pastimes. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes pastimes that are not found anywhere else. Neither in Srimad Bhagavatam nor in any other Purana. There have been and there still are those who, by entering these pastimes, can see them. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were in these pastimes or in this rasa. There is another aspect of rasa that we should now understand. The characteristic of worldly rasa is that rasa or the aesthetic bliss is pleasing even when the emotion sometimes someone feels is so called negative. So even a so called negative emotion on the platform of rasa is actually blissful. But in a material sense, negative emotions are unsought. They don't want. Except there are some people with some psychological disorder who are called as sadomasochists, who derive some sadistic pleasure out of suffering.
उनको दूसरे का सफरिंग
देखके खुद का सफरिंग दे पुट देमसेल्व्स अंडर मोर एंड मोर ट्रबल्ड सम सिचुएशंस एंड दे गेट सम फीलिंग ऑफ प्लेजर साइकोलॉजिकल डिसऑर्डर है थोड़ा डिजीज्ड स्टेट द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ इट इज एन अमेजिंग लॉ ऑफ रसा इन ट्रेजेडीज लाइक हैमलेट फॉर एग्जांपल. The Western scholars tried to give some explanation of the emotions felt. They introduced the concept of catharsis, when a person going through a tragedy feels purification of the heart. As they say, the whole act of going through this trauma had a cathartic effect on the observer's heart.
Catastrophic.
Catharsis. Anyone has a dictionary? Check karo. Catharsis. क्या है?
हाँ?
Oh, this is a very common word. Catharsis. It had a cathartic effort, means it had a very purifying effort.
C-A-T-H-A-R-S-I-S.
Catharsis.
The act or process of releasing a strong emotion. Such as pity for fear, especially by expressing it in an art form.
Purgation. Purification or purgation of the emotions.
Dikha. Purification or purgation that brings about spiritual renewal or release from tension. Painting is a catharsis for me. Which means you do this and you feel relieved actually.
Oh, some sound like, say like playing mridanga, I like relieve stress or something like that. Okay.
Okay. So then he says, that so the characteristic of rasa is that even if the emotion is negative, it still makes us blissful. I feel grief together with the characters of the play or the singer who sings about how his girlfriend left him, but that grief makes me feel bliss. But of course, this is some perverted reflection only, not
because uske sath aisa hua tha isliye usko aisa laga.
Yeah, something like that.
One thing is like music also strikes many like
vibrations. It's a cathartic, yeah.
You become relaxed and you become more imaginative and maybe you have not undergone the same experience but you still like.
And also Maharaj would try to express his emotions through the playing the organ. It is a mouth organ as well. Now the difference between the material rasa and spiritual bhakti as rasa is that with the spiritual we are not talking about a spectacle We are not the spectators of the relationship between Krishna and his devotee. We enter these relationships and we feel these emotions. And these emotions are called rasa, because the object of my emotion is rasa itself. So basically he's telling that the difference between material rasa and spiritual rasa is that a material rasa that you feel when you watch a movie is borrowed.
Second hand.
Whereas the
passive.
We are spectators.
Yeah.
Whereas in spiritual rasa you are participant.
But same Udhirne se bhi partner ban jaate
live hai na, active
hai. Abhini.
You feel.
When you reach that stage of
prema.
Prema, you're actually participating in that past
tense. Wo real hai na.
It's real.
Ye world ka sab.
Ye second hand hai. Second hand.
Aap second hand bolo ge, lekin jab main jata hoon na train mein, so engrossed.
If second hand pleasure can be so absorbing, then if you are actually a participant, socho.
बड़ी है पूरा उसके देख रहा है पिक्चर
इतना है के साथ
इतना सामने बैठा था मेरा इतना सा
अरे इसको पूरा तो बड़ा है मैंने इतना छोटा बच्चा देखा इसी में आधा
पूरा इसे लेके बैठा था ऐसे ही लेके बैठा था
इससे भी छोटा बच्चा है
एनीवे तैत्रीय उपनिषद डिफाइंस गॉड एज रसोवैसः ही इज रसा और प्योर इमोशन Krishna is rasa, and rasa is impossible to be translated in any way or by any words. It is not just a taste or emotion or anything else. Rasa is rasa. There is no translation. Rasa is... He explains it.
Rasa means rasa which aata na.
Bhakti,
rasa. Rasa means mellow. Prabhupada also says that there is no proper translation of this word rasa. But because our spiritual master has used the word mellow, then we will also use the word mellow. As a whole thing. So, rasa is a special taste that we must clearly understand. Krishna is a fountain of that rasa. He is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He is the infinite source of all kinds of rasas and all kinds of relationships. He is constantly inviting us to love. And Krishna becomes the object of our love. The love that we feel at some point turns into rasa. Even now we have love for Krishna. But at some point that love turns into rasa, spiritual emotion. In its early stages, it is called bhava or simply a feeling. But when the relationship becomes real, when Krishna becomes the real object of our love, it transforms into rasa. Spiritual rasa is always beautiful and always blissful for one simple reason. Why? Even in worldly relationships, when we experience love in the material world, that love is always fraught with either fear or other negative emotions because the object of our love is material and the relationship can hurt. This is the nature of material rasa. The fear of losing is always there. In the material world, love is always defiled or criticized. Srila Prabhupada said that the purest manifestation of love in the material world is a mother's love for her child. But in the material world, love is not always blissful because the child is not always blissful. When the child is suffering, the mother suffers even more than her child. Therefore, material love always contains this duality between love and suffering. But when we love Krishna, he feels happiness. Krishna is always happy even when he is crying and saying, why have you abandoned me? He is happy all the same. Therefore, when we love him, our love is always blissful. Krishna is always rasa. Krishna himself is rasa. Just like the nature of rasa, the nature of the aesthetic sense is always bliss. Only love for Krishna can make a person truly happy, and this love is attainable thanks to Hari Gopal Prabhu. Thanks to
padha ke de raha hu
aapko puch raha hu Rupa Goswami. We must understand literally that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us prema. For example, if a piece of wood fell into the Ganges, it would end up sooner or later in the ocean. Even if for some time it became stranded on the bank, thinking, how nice it was when I was floating in the Ganges, but for some time being, I will take some rest on the bank. The wood may think like that. Both floating ho gaya yaar, thoda main rest le leta hu. Floating kya hai?
Floating.
What is floating? What is resting in the blank bank? What is reaching the ocean?
Wooden plank na?
Wooden plank kya hai?
It is compared to the practitioners. They may sometime be out of complacency, either with the yogis, but eventually
they will reach the lotus feet of Krishna. Okay. How nice it was when I was floating in the Ganges, but for the time being, I will take some rest on the bank. Sometimes people think, I have had enough of devotional service, that is for this lifetime. But Lord Chaitanya has already given prema to all of us, like it or not, already given it to us. And sooner or later the Ganges will burst the banks and the piece of wood will be carried to the ocean. The piece of wood may shout again, enough, enough, I want to get to the shore again and dry out a little bit. And the Ganges will say, if you want to lie down a bit, you can. But then it will rise again and sooner or later carry the wood to the ocean. So someone may say, अरे यार बहुत हो गया, थोड़ा थोड़ा rest दे दो भक्ति से, I will just chill out. तो गंगा बोलेगी, ठीक है, थोड़ा देर chill out हो जाओ. Chill out होते होते आप कोटा के दोबारा लेके जाए. अदा मदन बोल रहा हूँ इस enjoy.
He is already
given as prema. Nitya Siddha Krishna prema sadhya ka puno hai.
So we are,
you will be forcibly dragged to success whether you want it or not.
So we join.
Sabke liye hai. Khali offense mat karo.
Nahi, because Chandra Mohan Maharaj ka kal class tha, uth raha hai
bhi tha. Neta.
Kya tha?
बोले ना कि लोग छह महीना साल भर माला करते हैं, इग्निशन के बाद बहुत लोग छोड़ देते हैं, द नंबर इज अलार्मिंग,
नंबर बढ़ते
हैं अभी उन्होंने, हाँ मतलब जो माला नहीं करते और ये नहीं करते, और अभी मैंने बहुत स्ट्रिक्ट कर दिया इग्निशन सब कुछ, बहुत सारे रिकॉर्ड
उसको मालूम है, तो बहुत इनिशिएट कर कर माला नहीं करते
कल का क्लास
शुरू कर दो भी माला छोड़ देते हैं
हो सकता है
हो सकता है छोड़ देते हैं बड़ा नंबर है
फोर्थ रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल है ना दैट इज द मेन प्रॉब्लम
रिलेशनशिप्स
हां बोले दैट इज द मेन व्हिच पीपल आर नॉट एबल टू फॉलो इट
ही आदिकेशव प्रभु रेज्ड अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट देयर वाज अ नाइट नाइस डिस्कशन ऑन दैट पॉइंट क्यू एंड ए में ही सेड महाराज इजंट इट मोर sacred principle to protect the vow of marriage than to strictly practice the fourth principle, because you know, the husband and wife, it is impractical to think that both will be on the same level of advancement. So if one needs it, if the wife does not give, he will go elsewhere to seek it.
Actually, marriage like usi ke liye hai na, in one sense, protect karne ke liye, aisa
dikha. The only thing is, in the Vedic age, there was provision for it, in the sense that you take responsibility of the child. Was contraceptive ka ye nahi tha na. My grandfather had more than 15 children. From the first wife, he had.
बच्चे लोग होते थे उसके वजह से होता था.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a desire to unite, which is natural.
और बच्चा होता था.
बच्चा होता था.
वो पहले का सब वैसे था. उस contraceptive नहीं था तो और कोई option
नहीं था. और कुछ option नहीं था. And the person would take responsibility.
So
it's a nature's way, Krishna's own way of regulating the senses. Because kitna aap dekhbhal karega, there is a limit also, na? And there was no way of stopping it. Abhi human being ne uska bhi dimag ladaya. He came up with contraceptives. So now you can engage in it without having to take care of the responsibility of children.
उसका फिर आएगा ना.
मेरा मेरा grandmother का मेरा of course it is sinful. But don't go and speak it out. It is not our duty to speak these things out. Because
grandmother
नहीं, because वो आपको शोभा नहीं देगा. You cannot talk about it. You have to send them to a grihastha counselor only. They should deal. Because you don't have an experience of it. So you cannot comment on that. Never ever do it. Agar puchega
to jai. Question bola aapne, Maharaj.
That isn't it more sacred to... Maharaj understood. He agreed. Yes.
Acha?
Yeah. तो आज का जमाने में दैट इज वाई दिस इज वन ऑफ द मेन रीजंस व्हाई देयर आर मोर डाइवर्सेस इन इस्कॉन. सो द पॉइंट इज महाराज गिव अ वेरी नाइस आंसर. सो ही सेड दैट इफ दैट इज द केस देन just as Prabhupada said, you slowly start reducing, like log cigarette phukte the. He said, see, eventually the spiritual master has to facilitate that taste. Param drishtvani vartate. That is the only way it will go away. Otherwise, the solution is not to give no initiation to anyone, because that will not work.
Higher taste dena padega.
So let them grow, then they will give it up. Otherwise, it's a human need. If you stop the, if the legal thing is stopped, then it will go in illegal ways. So what you will do? So, okay. From the very beginning, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we were given that prema. Sooner or later, we will get it in full if we do what Rupa Goswami has explained to us. If we follow this path, we will eventually reach the ocean of this rasa. Krishna will then appear right before us, and at the moment our emotion, our bhava will develop into rasa and will become prema, because rasa is a synonym of prema. The combination of these rasas turns into the feeling and this emotion. It was Rupa Goswami who explained to us how to cultivate emotions. Sadhana bhakti means that we imitate those who have love. They do everything that we do, and we do everything that they do. But we do everything that they do in order to become like them, so that ultimately love awakens in our heart. So, sadhana bhakta or ek sahajya ka difference kya hai? Sadhana bhakta kya hai? Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana bhida. Sadhana bhakti means engaging the senses in such a way with the desire to attain those who have reached the stage of bhava. So with that aspiration we engage our senses. Sahajya kya karta hai? Wo bhi wahi karta hai. But the problem is we don't try to imitate the emotions. We just try to imitate the actions and wait for the emotions to develop on their own. The sahajiyas tend to imitate the emotions also. That is where the problem comes. We don't imitate the emotions. They chant, we also chant. They sing, we also sing. They study, we also study. We try to imitate the activities so that we know how the senses need to be engaged. And in that way, slowly our emotions also get trained. But we don't prematurely try to imitate those emotions. Sahajiyas, that is where they got it from. They try to imitate the emotions also, not just the actions. And the sadhakas try to do it in a guided way.
Sahajiya koi pata nahi chalta hai kya wo ye kar raha hai.
Wo padhta hi nahi na. Koi problem nahi. That is, don't think that our movement will be exempted from these kind of sahajiya mentalities. This can happen in our movement also if people start neglecting books.
So every organization totally, in any organization, not more than 10% of the philosophy. Baki to not many people read. In any organization do you take?
That's the problem. That's why people should encourage. Otherwise it is impossible to overcome the offenses and understand proper practice.
Who will explain them? So many people are illiterate. They come because of love and affection. Who will say that love is because of that they are connected.
Dekho, unko padhne ka zarurat nahi, sun sakte hai na.
Aapka lecture sunenge to ho gaya na.
Suna. This is not just academic. You can explain them in their own language.
Prabhupada, how many marks do you get? Don't try to jump into 10th kind or 10th kind.
Yeah.
That's what he's
saying. Correct. Sadhana bhakti means that we imitate those who have love. They do everything that we do, and we do everything that they do. But we do everything that they do in order to become like them, so that ultimately love awakens in our heart. Rupa Goswami has given us this roadmap to the realm of spiritual emotions. How we can attain those spiritual emotions, which will turn into pure spiritual rasa, into pure spiritual love. Rupa Goswami made use of the worldly rasa theory, the theory of aesthetic bliss or aesthetic pleasure that a person experiences contemplating some display of emotions. He made use of this structure to explain the mystical experience of bhakti. He did not give a new definition of bhakti. Bhakti is bhakti, and bhakti always has the nature of rasa. Krishna is Krishna, and Krishna is always rasa. The Taittiriya Upanishad has declared since time immemorial, raso vaisaha, Krishna is pure rasa, pure bliss. Rupa Goswami made use of this structure to explain to us in what way we can approach the pure original rasa, the Adi rasa, that is Krishna, as quick as possible. Rupa Goswami developed this structure so that we could attain this experience in the right way. There are people who, inspired by Lord Chaitanya's example of extraordinary ecstatic love for Krishna, try to imitate him. Of course, that is one way to try to experience it, by throwing yourself into some kind of artificial emotional state. Just go and start rolling on the floor or rub your eyes with an onion. But this would be dambha, a manifestation of deception or pride, as discussed earlier in reference. So pride at worst and tattva vibhrama at best. We need a genuine experience, and Rupa Goswami has given us the structure through which we can attain true experience. Soon after Lord Chaitanya's departure, the tantrics who dressed in Vaishnava attire, the Sahajiya sects, were trying to transfer their tantric experience into the sphere of love of God. अलग अलग प्रकार का वो जो सहजीय सेक्ट है, मतलब क्या क्या करते हैं, मतलब यू विल बी सरप्राइज इफ यू रीड ऑल दिस औल बौल करता बाजा एंड ऑल दिस पीपल. वी हैव सीन हाउ इजी इट इज टू स्टंबल इनटू दिस वेरी डेलिकेट सटल स्फीयर ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल एक्सपीरियंस एंड मिसइंटरप्रेट अवर इमोशंस. एन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ दिस इज द डायरेक्ट एसोसिएट्स ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य. इन ओरिसा व्हेन लॉर्ड चैतन्य रेसिडेड इन पुरी, there were several devotees who were close to him. They are still the object of worship in Odisha, the so-called Pancha Sakhis are the five closest friends. If you go to Odisha, the cult of these Pancha Sakhis is very prominent in Jagannath Puri. From our point of view, these five people were Sahajiyas of the lowest of the lower sort. We do not hold them in high regard, although these people saw Lord Chaitanya and touched him. They saw the tears streaming from his eyes, but they did not understand. They tried to just imitate. They deviated and their experience turned into a cheap imitation that we as Orthodox Vaishnavas see as a pitiful imitation. The difference between them and us consists of one thing only, that we follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami and they don't. They just saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and tried to imitate him as it is. But Rupa Goswami has given us, how do you come to that stage of emotion in an organic way? Rupa Goswami described the yoga of emotion as a science. What is very important for us to understand is that although we strive for the manifestation of absolute, spontaneous, unrestrained love, in order to attain it, we must submit to a strict discipline. So, abhi dekhenge, so you will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had tears in his eyes, hair standing on end, rolling in ground. And o star ko prapt karne ke liye, I am just trying to empathize with the Sahajiyas. If you see the sadhana that is that they practice, is they try to, so unka sadhana aur us sadhya dekhega to it will be very close. They are also crying, these people are also crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rolling in the ground, they are also rolling in the ground. So it seems like this is like a more reasonable kind of sadhana to attain that sadhya. Whereas humko dekhega that Rupa Goswami gave, matlab sitting and chanting and straight and dressing the deities and all that. It is Navada Bhakti. It may seem like, are ye udhar tak kaise pahunchayega? Wo doubt aayega humko. But this is the nature of things. Even if you see, the qualification to reach the stage of Jnana Yoga, the stage at which one does not perform any prescribed duties, is to practice perfectly following the prescribed duties. One may say, "Arey, if I want to become qualified to practice Jnana Yoga, where there is no practice of prescribed duties, then I might as well start giving up my prescribed duties and practicing that right now." But interestingly, the more strictly you practice your prescribed duties in a detached way, the more you become qualified to practice Jnana Yoga, the state at which you give up your prescribed duties. This seems quite contrary. What seems quite contrary, Hari Gopal Guru? What seems quite contrary?
संजीव को बिल्कुल ना देना।
वो 5 मिनट हो गया। देखा?
देखा वो ही, मुझे भी कुछ याद नहीं आया इनका, वो मैं से आ गया। आप देखो कल मतलब क्लास में बैठा हूँ, बता देंगे सब।
क्या था कॉन्ट्रा क्या?
वो बोल रहे थे प्रैक्टिस और साथ दिया। देखो सर जगह हमने एग्जांपल दिया ना कि उनका जो सिम्टम्स है उसका कहता है कि वो पहुंच जाएगा। हमको रूप गोस्वामी जो दिया है उससे लगता है कि हम लोग पहुंच पाएंगे।
चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज रोलिंग ऑन द ग्राउंड, टीयर्स फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम हिज आईज। सहज अभी वही कर रहे हैं। अगर ये साधना और साध्य है तो हम रिलेट कर पाएंगे। सही है यार, ये साध्य को प्राप्त करने के लिए ये साधना ठीक ही लग रहा है। तो रूप गोस्वामी ने क्या दिया?
करो,
जपा करो, देन स्क्रिप्चर्स पढ़ो। ये थोड़ा कॉन्ट्ररी लग रहा है, पर वैसे देखेंगे तो ज्ञान योग का क्वालिफिकेशन प्राप्त करने के लिए आपको कर्मयोग करना पड़ेगा। पर ज्ञान योग और कर्मयोग का देखेंगे, ज्ञान योग इज द स्टेट वेर यू डोंट प्रैक्टिस इन प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज, बट टू बिकम क्वालिफाइड टू प्रैक्टिस ज्ञान योग द मीन्स इज डू योर प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज स्क्रूटिनाइजिंगली विद डिटैचमेंट। दिस सीम्स लिटिल कॉन्ट्रडिक्टरी दैट द क्वालिफिकेशन टू गिव अप प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी इज टू एक्चुअली प्रैक्टिस प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटी, वेरस द लॉजिकल सेंस यू मे थिंक I have to practice giving up my prescribed duties, then I will become qualified to actually give it up. That is mundane logic. But what do the Shastras say? If you want to become qualified to give up the prescribed duties, then you gain that qualification by perfectly practicing your prescribed duties. You get detached from the duties by perfectly executing it. In a detached way. And once the heart gets completely purified, then you don't need it like that.
Like a means to achieve the end.
The difference between them and us consists of one thing only, that we follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami described the yoga of emotions as a science. What is very important for us to understand is that although we strive for the manifestation of absolute, spontaneous, unrestrained love, in order to attain it, we must submit to a strict discipline. We follow the path of yoga based on discipline and on a most profound rational philosophy, the philosophy describing the mystic experience in categories of reason. This is the watershed that runs between the so-called mainstream of our movement of Lord Chaitanya and the various sects which are still appearing nowadays. Do not think that ISKCON will be an exception to the rule that many other religious movements have been spawning sects, but we will remain absolutely united and non-sectarian. Sects are appearing as they have always done, along with charismatic leaders, prophets and avatars, even in ISKCON.
ISKCON is a word.
Yeah. Rupa Goswami has come to prevent us from making this mistake. So it is imperative that we follow in his footsteps. Although why Swarupam Shri Rupam Sakana Mihatasya Grajamapi? Why we should try to remember them? Remembering them means following their writings. Because when we follow their writings, then we will, our practice will be pure and not concocted. We remember not only Rupa Goswami but also any follower of Lord Chaitanya who strictly follows in his footsteps. Sa ganam iha tasya grajam api is about all the devotees who are in one way or other connected with Lord Chaitanya, starting with Swarup Damodar, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and their closest associates. Raghunath Das Goswami emphasizes that remembering them is the condition for attaining love, and there is no other way to obtain love except through them and by remembering them. In the history of our sampradaya, so we will read about this history of our sampradaya
later.
Later means, can we sit today between 5:15 to 6:45? Is that time? 6:30 क्यों? Night मोस्टली मतलब क्या कुछ है क्या कल शाम को ही है ना आपको वो विद्यापीठ व्हाट अबाउट यू
अच्छा
ही है ओह इट्स टू अर्ली फॉर मच्छा सो 5:15 वी विल मीट अगेन
बीबी है